This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bishop Harry Jackson, senior pastor at Hope Christian Church in the Washington, D.C. area. He's also head of the High Impact Leadership Coalition, and he's the chairman of StandForMarriageDC.com.
A lot of hats.
It certainly is. And as you might guess from that last title, he is one of the leaders in an effort to keep the traditional definition of marriage the law in the District of Columbia. But that is an effort that is taking on a huge fight right now from the Washington, D.C. City Council. And Bishop, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, it is my pleasure to be with you, Greg, and I appreciate what you do to get an unfiltered version of the news out to the public.
Well, one of the big deals this week, of course, is the debate over marriage in Washington, D.C. The city council, which has already decided this year that it's going to recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere in the country,
yes,
now has introduced legislation to allow same-sex marriages to occur right in the nation's capital. What's your sense on where this is headed? Is this a fait accompli? The council will approve this later this year, or is there still some question about that?
Well, I think the council will do as they have declared. They lost a little bit of steam. It was unanimous. It reflects the work of many years of lobbying by the Gertrude Stein Society and others. It does not reflect the will of the people. So our cry is, let the people vote. And you're going to hear from us a lot. We have an initiative we filed September 1st that is asking for the people to weigh in and have a chance to vote. And so I believe that ultimately, it may take us a long time, that the voice of the people will be heard. And I want everybody that's listening who is for marriage remaining as being defined between a man and a woman, who concerned about the next generations sociologically and educationally, what they'll be treated and taught, how they will be dealt with, our children's children, to be encouraged. There's a group of people, missionary, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Pentecostal people, independent folks, 1,200 churches in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., and the environs are standing with us, along with many people who are involved in the civil government, ANC coordinators and leaders, representing thousands of people, say, let the people vote.
What's the? You mentioned that you've submitted an application to have this put on the ballot. How long does that take? What's the process like?
Well, the process, we're looking for a November 2010 ballot initiative. The process is that we are going to go before the Board of Elections and Ethics downtown at on October 26th, which ironically is the same day that there will be public hearings about this new law in another building with the district city council. On the same day, we're going to be talking about that in the city council chambers.
We're talking with Bishop Harry Jackson, chairman of Stand for Marriage DC, and you can learn more about their efforts at Stand, the number 4, MarriageDC.com. You mentioned this coalition that you've brought together. What's your sense on where the district stands on this, the residents of the district? If they had the chance to vote, how would it turn out?
Well, there have been some trumped-up polls that have been leaked that seem to say that 8-1 whites want gay marriage, and that blacks are more like spread 3-4, and those are just, they must have taken them in a place where everybody said you got to be gay to get in to register for their test. Our polls show that the majority of the District of Columbia residents do believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman. They don't believe that these things should be changed, and they understand the concept of how this would damage boys and girls in the days ahead, educationally and sociologically.
Let's follow up on that, because a lot of people, I think, just think it's about these pairs of people who want to be legally recognized. But let's talk about educationally first and then sociologically. Mm-hmm. Just how deep would this law change how kids are raised?
Well, right now in the state of Massachusetts and California, Heather has two mommies, is being taught at 5 years old, which begins to talk about human sexuality at that young of age. In an eighth grade level in Montgomery County, they talk about right now in health classes that if you're going to have sex anally, orally, or vaginally, you need to use a condom. They fail to say that there is a 20 times a higher infection rate of HIV AIDS with using a condom with regard to anal sex. And so we right now have this, there's not truth-telling concerning the basic biology in the educational setting. And once something becomes the law of the land, such as marriage, then you're going to have to introduce it, 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 year old. Parents won't be able to opt out of classes. This becomes a major, major problem as we see it today.
In terms of how it would impact the culture, you mentioned in the schools, how else would it be a factor?
Well, I think sociologically you deal with the fact that the history books later on will say that anybody who's opposed this will be saying that you were homophobic or somehow prejudiced if we buy the fact that this is, quote, a civil rights issue. And I think if you look at it in terms of my own black community and beyond, there's an article that was written by a Washington Post writer in 2007 said, marriage is for white people. And Joy Jones cited that 40% of black women will never be married. 21% of white women will never be married in this culture. That 8 out of 10 babies in the black community are born out of wedlock. And what you find as in the places where these gay marriage has been allowed and approved, that more out-of-wedlock births happen and that marriage is devalued and that all the things that make people think marriage is becoming extinct in the black community, more extinct in the white community as well, and that these things will be accelerated in the future. And so we have a major, major problem that is sociologically driven, and we've got data to prove that wherever gay marriage has been passed, that there is, in fact, a problem in the culture. 5 to 10 years later, you'll have all these problems bouncing off the charts. And so we're against it for good reason. We don't have to, Greg, play experimental games with the culture at this vulnerable time in our history.
Bishop Jackson, you mentioned the impact on the black community. What do you make of those in the pro-gay movement saying that their quest is an extension of the civil rights movement?
Well, it's obviously a ruse. But in America right now, the worst thing you can do is call somebody a bigot. We've come so far, and we want to be people of fairness, and I applaud all Americans because of that. But if marriage is a civil right, that everyone has a right to be married, what about the polygamous? What about the polyamory people who may be a lesbian who wants to be married to her girl lover and her male lover at the same time? Don't they have rights? If you go down the road of the civil rights era, then you're going to have to say, or argument, then you're going to have to say that everybody has a right to choose whoever, whatever, and however they want to get married. Society has chosen to reward procreation and reward the best and the highest use of our time, money, and efforts in marriage and say heterosexual marriage perpetuates humankind, therefore we give them some special benefits. That's not what I would call some kind of discrimination. That's called promotion of what you want more of. And I think that this, the gold standard of civil rights was always the vote. And here we have a group of people who are saying, we don't want anybody to vote on our rights. So we're going to deny the first human right. Many black people, my father was threatened because he tried to do voter registration. Many blacks fought so they can get the right to vote. And in the district, they're going to stop people from voting so that one protected group who is empowered, enfranchised, has great money and power in this district, can have things the way they want to have it. Something is wrong, or as they say, rotten in D.C.
Last question for you, Bishop. Any new law passed by Washington, D.C. is subject to review by Congress, although historically not many laws have been overturned. It's just a handful in the last quarter century or so.
Yep.
So if, in fact, you aren't given the shot to vote on this, do you believe Congress will step in or no?
I believe that Congress is going to begin to talk about it. I believe this is going to begin to be a part of a national debate. I believe it will have 2010 consequences. So I believe that it will be talked about. I believe that if Nancy Pelosi and others keep it from being voted on, which they could do, then they are going to have consequences to pay at the ballot. And ultimately, whether it's passed or not short term through the initiative or simply the voters' process. The people are getting upset in D.C. about a number of things, and I think they're going to throw the bums out who are in the city council chairs.
Bishop, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me.
Bishop Harry Jackson, senior pastor of Hope Christian Church, chairman of Stand for Marriage DC. And you can find more information at stand4marriagedc.com. He's also head of the High Impact Leadership Coalition. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.